Good job standing up for that long reading. It's one of the longest that we get in all of our Sunday celebrations as we get closer to Easter in this year A leading up to the solemn feasts. Some of you know that I was on retreat just about a month ago, and it was a silent retreat. I often do a silent retreat every year as a preparation for me and my ministry so that I can reconnect to the Lord and so that all the distractions might be removed. But I get a common response when I tell people that I went on an 8-day silent retreat. The common response is, oh my gosh, there's no way I could do that. There's absolutely no way I could shut up for 8 days. I'd just be going crazy. My mind would be racing. And there's absolutely no way I can deprive myself of all those things that I'm used to. I'm too much of a blabbermouth, or I'm too much of a this or a that. There's no way I could ever do that. And I thought that once before too. I thought when right ahead of my first silent retreat that this is going to be tough. This is going to be something that I'm actually not able to do well. How am I going to get through this? And that was the wrong mentality. How am I going to get through this? Because the mentality that I discovered that the Lord wanted me to have was, how can I be with you, Lord, in this? Not how can I endure it, how can I get through it, but how can I be here with you? And I found that when I was able to shut out all these distractions, that the Lord was actually able to comfort me in ways I'd never known. That when I shut my ears off for a certain amount of time and shut my mouth off, that I was able to hear things that I wouldn't have otherwise heard. I was able to receive things that I wouldn't have otherwise been able to receive. Now, it doesn't mean it was really easy from the beginning of the retreat. It was tough at the beginning, getting into a new routine, into new habits, into a new schedule early in those first days. But then once I was able to put myself to that work and receive what God wanted for me, I became more of myself. I became more human. I became more open and receptive for the things God wanted to give me. There was a temptation, though, of course, to say, well, I've got all this time. Maybe I can get caught up on reading. Maybe I can do more and more exercise. Maybe I can just cram into those 8 days all the things that I've been wanting to do throughout the last year. And I did some of those things, but I realized really early on, this isn't the point. The point of taking these 8 days of silence isn't just to be more productive. It's not to get caught up. It's not to really do much of anything, but to receive a lot. In our gospel today, there's a similar deprivation, a similar silence, a similar way that we can examine of how this blind man was able to receive and then regain his sight. Why was he blind? Why was he deprived of these sensory things? Well, Jesus tells us right at the beginning of the gospel. I know it was long. So I'll have to go right back to the very first part, that first paragraph. They asked, Rabbi, why is this man blind? Why can't he see? Was it his sin? Was it his parents' sin? Why was he deprived of this thing that he should have? And what was our Lord's response? Neither he nor his parents sinned. Jesus says, it is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. He was deprived of his sight. He was deprived of this sensory thing so that God's works might be made visible. It's the same reason that I deprive myself of sounds and deprive myself of talking during my silent retreat. I deprive myself of these sensory things so that God's works might be made visible in me and through me. It's really helpful to shut out the distractions. It's really helpful to receive God and to receive Him in the silence, to receive Him when things seem to be shutting down. And this is our world today. You're not able to see your usual things. You're not able to hear your usual things. You're not able to taste. You're not able to smell. You're not able to touch your usual things. There's a sensory deprivation that each of us is enduring right now. Things are being shut down. Things are being removed for us, and I don't want to trivialize this. It's suffering. It's hard. People are worried and fearful of their jobs and their health. They're fearful of death. But in the midst of this, there's a silence. There's an opportunity to receive the Lord, to receive Him in ways that we haven't been used to. It's been said that the greatest human activity is to receive God. It's not to do anything. It's to receive. You may be like me, and at the beginning of my retreat, and even at the beginning of this pandemic, you might have thought, wow, I can get a lot accomplished during this break. I'm going to clean my whole house. I'm going to get caught up on books. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do all these things. And maybe now you're beginning to realize, wow, that's actually not helpful for me. It's actually not healthy for me to just try to go into overdrive and try to do more and more in the silence. That's actually pushing away the silence in a way that the Lord might not desire. He might actually want you to just be there with Him in the silence, in the seclusion, in the sensory deprivation. He might actually want to come to you in ways that He hasn't been able to come to you, because there have been too many distractions. There's been too many commitments in your life. There have been too many things that have come between you and the Lord. And now that a lot of those things are removed in His providence, we can actually hear Him more clearly. We can actually see Him more clearly. We can touch Him more tangibly. Blaise Pascal, who's one of the great theologians of the church and also a great mathematician and physicist, said that all human unhappiness comes from not knowing how to stay quietly in a room. All of our unhappiness, all of our unsettledness, our lack of peace, it doesn't come from out there. It doesn't come from plagues and pandemics and stressors and all those things, bad as they are. All of our human unhappiness comes from not knowing how to stay quietly in a room. We actually don't know how to receive God. We don't know how to open our hearts to Him. And so this time might be a time where we relearn that, where we take advantage of these sensory deprivations, and we actually become saints because of these challenges. That we would be able to point back to 2020 and say, that's when something kickstarted in me. That's when I started reading scripture That's when I started taking more time for prayer every day. That's when I started just resting and recognizing that the Sabbath is given to us for rest, for relaxation, for prayer. That's the time that I started becoming a saint. It'd be a tragedy if when we get through all of this suffering, we look back and we actually haven't grown. We haven't taken advantage of what God has for us in this providential time, this time where things have been removed. It'd be a tragedy if we look back on this time and we had nothing to show for it. Even if we had better health, even if I had my Corona six pack, I'm trying to coin that term, you know. Even if I try to work out every day and I clean my whole house and I do all these extra things in overdrive, and then I look back and I'm still the same person. I'm still just as removed from God as I was before this pandemic. It'd be a tragedy if we looked back and said that. But it would be a great joy. It would be a great delight if the church rose up during this time. If the church rose up saints. If each of us in our hearts committed to Him more fervently, to receive Him. Not to do extra things, but just to receive Him. It'd be a great joy. The same joy I'm sure that this blind man received, that his parents received when they saw his sight return. The Lord reaches out to you today. He reaches out to me. He's that good shepherd. He's the shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. He's the shepherd who prepares a way where there is no way. He sets before us a table. He leads us by still waters. And he invites us into his rest. So today, as we celebrate this Lord's Day, this Sabbath, let us ask the Lord in our sufferings, in our sensory deprivation, that we would become more like Christ. That we would become more of ourselves and who He's created us to be. That His light would shine in our hearts.